alien with an extensive criminal history is arrested for rape in Virginia, Sue Guzman reports.
Shades of the highly publicized Lake and Riley murder case in Georgia. An illegal Honduran migrant's under arrest for raping a woman on a hiking trail outside Washington, D.C., just days after he was released from jail on a separate sex charge. The suspect, Dennis Romero, has reportedly been accused of multiple sex attacks in Herndon, Virginia. Governor Glenn Youngkin now blasting local officials for allowing Romero to be released back into the community instead of being turned over to ICE and deported. Source tells Fox News Digital Romero is homeless and has been in and out of jail, but never served any significant jail time.
More than 500,000 migrant children have entered the U.S. under the Biden administration, but no one is talking about what's happening to these children who cross the border alone. Chris Oliveras with the Texas Department of Public Safety talked to an unaccompanied 2-year-old child who didn't know where her parents were and was carrying nothing but a slip of paper containing their names.
Venezuela, mama. Venezuela. Sí. ¿Qué tantos años tienes? Dos años. ¿No vienes con tu mamá y tu papá? No.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says this is what Border Patrol agents run into every single day.
It really makes every single Border Patrol agent very upset. Every single time we see this, we have to process these individuals. We recognize and understand that, the vast majority of them are abused on their way up here. And then on top of it, when we process them and release them, we don't even know that we're sending them to the right place. We don't know that HHS is going to do the right thing by these individuals and make sure that they get to where they're supposed to be going. So every single time that we see this, it really makes us mad at this administration because this is policy.
President Trump has promised mass deportation of illegal aliens in the U.S., starting with violent offenders. Steve Jordahl reports he has an ally in the governor of Oklahoma.
Various Democrat governors, attorneys general, sanctuary city mayors, and others are promising to do whatever they can to thwart President Trump's plan to deport the millions of illegals that crossed the border during the Biden administration. But Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt told Fox News he's all in with the president.
I'm really excited about law and order getting back to the White House. So we want to be ready day one in office. So when President Trump takes office.
Stitt is directing the state's Commissioner of Public Safety to lead the effort, starting with the 500 or so that are locked up in Oklahoma prisons. He says they're costing Oklahoma taxpayers more than $36,000 a day to feed and house.
Everybody that's in our prisons that are here illegally, that are breaking our laws, we want to be ready to get them out of our state and out of our country.
Stitt says he welcomes legal immigrants to the Sooner State and wants more of them to come once a strong and sensible border policy is in place.
Once you secure the border, which Biden has failed to do for the last 4 years, then you can look at immigration policy and state-based work visas.
He says the recent election should have sent a message to his Democrat peers in state governments, but it didn't.
To see the other side of the aisle still trying to double down on this issue, they're just tone deaf to what the American people want.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he will not return to the House, leaving the solid red seat completely up for grabs. Air Force veteran Jeff Witt is a candidate for that seat.
Yeah, for me, what really stands out as a father who has 4 young children here, the grocery bill is just too high for young families. We got to get inflation down. So I look forward to cutting regulation, cutting taxes, unleashing our energy economy so that we can grow the economy and get inflation under control.
President-elect Trump's administration taking shape as his cabinet nominees will now have to be approved by the Senate. But Democrat Senator John Fetterman says he plans to be open-minded.
I'm not going to preempt this. I'm going to have an open conversation for anyone that I'm open to having part of that conversation. And there's some people that I just couldn't be able to vote for that. And there's some that might be able to enthusiastically vote yes. I don't understand why it's controversial to say, hey, we're going to engage in that conversation.
More news online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.